Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 8. Provisional Government. 1. We must arm ourselves with all the weapons which our opponents might employ against us. We must search out on the very finest shades of expression and the knotty points of the lexicon of law justification for those cases where we shall have to pronounce judgments that might appear abnormally audacious and unjust, for it is important that these resolutions should be set forth in expressions that shall seem to be the most exalted moral principles cast into legal form. Our directorate must surround itself with all these forces of civilization among which it will have to work. It will surround itself with publicists, practical jurists, administrators, diplomats, and, finally, with persons prepared by a special super-educational training in our special schools. These persons will have consonance of all the secrets of the social structure. They will know all the languages that can be made up by political alphabets and words. They will be made acquainted with the whole underside of human nature, with all its sensitive chords, on which they will have to play. These chords are the cast of mind of the goyim, their tendencies, shortcomings, vices and qualities, the particularities of classes and conditions. Needless to say that the talented assistants of authority, of whom I speak, will be taken not from among the goyim, who are accustomed to perform their administrative work without giving themselves the trouble to think what its aim is and never consider what it is needed for. The administrators of the goyim sign papers without reading them, and they serve either for mercenary reasons or from ambition. 2. We shall surround our government with the whole world of economists. That is the reason why economic sciences form the principal subject of the teaching given to the Jews. Around us, again, will be a whole constellation of bankers, industrialists, capitalists and, the main thing, millionaires, because in substance everything will be settled by the question of figures. 3. For a time, until there will no longer be any risk in entrusting responsible posts in our state to our brother Jews, we shall put them in the hands of persons whose past and reputation are such that between them and the people lies an abyss, persons who, in case of disobedience to our instructions, must face criminal charges or disappear. This in order to make them defend our interests to their last gasp.